This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
We're going to open up the 5 o'clock hour with the Pinstripe Report brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Yankees are 5-0. They've taken four games against the Astros. First game against the Diamondbacks. Tonight it's Zach Gallen, who's a really good pitcher, against Nestor Cortez, who struggled in the first game, settled himself down, and the Yankees came back. So we'll see if they could go 6-0. Now, one of the constants that we've seen from the Yankees is that Juan Soto is really unbelievable. He's unbelievable. You get a different appreciation when you watch somebody every day, every pitch. But the narrative that's come out because of this, to me, is somewhat laughable. I've seen it on social media. There was a guy that was on hold, and he was on hold too long, but he wanted to say, no matter what they do, the Yankees have to sign Soto right now. How? No. Do you know that Soto, whose agent is Scott Boras, this was 3 years ago with the Nationals, turned down $450 million, a $450 million contract, and this is 3 years before he was going to be a free agent. $450 million. That's why the Nationals traded him. So now, he's 6 months away from becoming a free agent, and you think the Yankees are going to throw a number at him that's going to just blow him off the road, and he'll go, yeah, let's do it now. He's going to become a free agent. He's going to have all 30 teams bidding on him. Stop the nonsense. Don't ruin your enjoyment of what you're seeing right now. This guy is a transcendent player. He's generational.
You know what it is,
he's
though, Don.
He's fun to watch.
You know what
but
it is.
But to say you got to sit back, they got to sign him now, it's impossible. Do you understand it's impossible?
You know what this is, though, Don.
What is it?
This is Don. I'm stealing from Don. He's talked about it before, but this is so apropos. Let's go back to high school. Let's go back in the day. All right, you're 15 years old, and there's just a girl in school, Molly Jensen. It happens. I just took my wife's best friend's name because it works for me. And there's this girl, Molly, and you go, oh my God, she's everything. And she comes around September, and she just starts all of a sudden throwing you signs, getting a vibe. Before you know it, you can't believe it. You're making out. Now, she doesn't want to lock into anything official, but she's having a really good time with you. And guess what? Every weekend for a few weeks, you guys are going to the movies. You're making out. I mean, it's all happening.
Tonsil hockey.
And when you bring up the conversation, you get the hint that the second you start talking about a commitment, she starts getting like, these fans with no game whatsoever,
right,
would just go, Molly, tell me right now, we'll be forever. This is the greatest thing I've ever had. And that's going to send
a ring.
You want to buy a ring. You're going to send her running when you could just sit back, enjoy the greatest time of your life, and see where the chips fall. And guess what? If you don't bother her, and if you have a great time, and as long as you're willing to be as good as anyone else would be, she'll stay with you forever. But you got to be patient. That's the comp here. Don't scare this girl off. You can't bring one. You don't want the idea of talking to Soto about the future now. Why talk about the future? You're making out with him every night. He's making his tongue's down your throat.
But having Scott Boras as your agent is the same as Molly saying, I'm just telling you right now, we have no shot of getting married right away. You may, but I am going to play the field. I am going to test the waters. So don't even bother. Because if he has any inkling, Michael, I really love the bro. I love the way I'm treated. He might as well fire Scott Boras. But you get Scott Boras because you're looking for the top dollar. And you can't get that until you become a free agent. So stop it. It's not going to happen. You might resign him. I'm not saying that. There is zero shot with Scott Boras as his agent. that he's not going to test free agency.
And what gets me, Don and Peter, is you're almost ruining the enjoyment.
Oh, you are.
What Peter said, the makeout. This guy is so good, and he could lead the Yankees to do great things. He might win an MVP this year, and you're just going to be worried about next year. And I'm going to tell you, because I know everybody likes to paint Yankee ownership is cheap. They're out of their minds, but that's fine for you. If that's the thing that floats your boat and moves you forward, that's good. If Hal Steinbrenner called up Scott Boras today and said, we want to give him, today, April 2nd, $50 million a year for 10 years, $500 million guaranteed, $500 million guaranteed. You know what Scott would say? Let's wait till the end of the year.
Yeah.
So stop the nonsense. Whatever they do, they've got to sign him now. It's impossible. And for people that say, well, it looks like he's really enjoying his time with the Yankees, he's going to sign with us. He's going to sign with the team that pays him the most.
That's it.
Now, if it's close, that's a different story. But this guy loved being a National. He wanted to finish his career with the Nationals. And they made him a $450 million, I think, 14-year offer. And he said no. And that's where he wanted to be. So you think in spring training in the first five games with the Yankees, which he's been tremendous, that everything has changed. The Nationals, they signed him as a teenager. He won a World Series with them at 19, and they offered him $450 million for 14 years, and he said no. But you think things are going to change now. Stop yourself.
And to take Peter's analogy even further, after the makeout, she makes it very clear that she's still going to date other people. Then that's when you go, oh, well, you know what? You weren't that great anyway. Kind of overrated. Because that's what you hear, right, Michael? Like, they're greasing the skids for in case he does leave. Well, you know, he's a nice player, but he's not Judge. I don't see all these numbers. I don't see Ted Williams. But just enjoy it. You know what it is. It might be just 1 year. But, yeah, I hear it a lot, too, Michael. Oh, he's going to put on those pinstripes. He's going to fall in love. And maybe he will. But if Scott Boras is his agent, he is going to test free agency. And he's going to go to the highest bidder. Why would you bother with Scott Boras? You might as well just negotiate yourself. You know you're going to get a lot of money from the New York Yankees. But if you want the top dollar, you get the agent that's going to get you the top dollar. And there's only one way to get that, and that's to go out on the free agent market. And take advantage of it, because he's totally motivated to have a monster season. So you're going to take advantage of this. So just sit back and enjoy it.
And I know I can almost see what the shows are going to be like in November if he goes somewhere else. Oh, they traded all those people. So what?
Well, it'll also
every
depend.
One of the people they traded, every one of them, nice players. They don't even come close to scratching the surface of what Juan Soto was for 1 year.
But it depends on what happens. You win the World Series, then they'll be okay with what you gave up, because at least you got a World Series.
But Doug, even if you don't make the playoffs, it's a deal you had to make.
No, I get that, but that doesn't mean the fans will react that way. If they don't make the playoffs, they'll go nuts. If they make the playoffs and he doesn't hit and they lose early, they'll go nuts. I think the only way they don't go nuts over what you gave up for them is if they win the championship. Otherwise, they're going to look at it as you wasted it. Because to some fans, again, not all, but the ones that call the show, the ones that use social media, look at it as a championship or bust. Doesn't matter what he does. There were those Yankee fans, Michael, that call and complain, did not enjoy Aaron Judge 2 years ago. They didn't enjoy the 62 home runs.
Isn't that sad?
I mean, yeah, I feel bad for him, because they looked at it and go, oh, we still lost to the Astros, so what did it matter anyway? Like, that's sad to me. You've got a great ball player, and let's see how it all works out. I'm not saying that a championship isn't important. Of course it's important. But you've got a chance to see one of the best players in baseball batting in front of the other great player in baseball. You're 5-0. I don't even know why you'd be thinking about November right now, or even October. Just enjoy. You should be enjoying what's coming next. And that's a game coming up in a few hours.
And the one thing that's happened with Soto that I didn't expect it to happen, he's had a trickle-down effect on the rest of the team. They're playing the game differently in terms of how they bat. They're all working the count. They're taking pitches. They're grinding. They're making the starting pitcher throw a lot of pitches. That's what he's about. They're watching him. They're seeing his innate greatness, and they're letting it rub off on them. This is the Yankee team that they used to have, at least offensively, back in the 90s, when they would just grind a starting pitcher and get into the bullpen. Now, that doesn't work as well as it did back in the late 90s because, you know, the underbelly of the bullpen is bad. But even now, if you could get a starting pitcher after four innings out of the game because of too many pitches, those relievers are not great. They might throw hard, but they're not great pitching in the fourth and fifth inning. And the Yankees will end up scoring runs. And that's what they did against the Astros. The back end of the Astros bullpen is very good, but the bottom side of it is not. And that's when the Yankees came back. And then they even got to the guys in the back end of the bullpen. It's a strategy, and it's been led by Juan Soto. So just sit back and enjoy it. Don't worry about if he's going to sign, because I can't sit here and tell you with any certitude that he is going to re-sign with the Yankees. I think they want him back. I think they will go high to get him. But I think there's going to be a limit, Don. You know, that's the way they do business. There's going to be a limit. There's going to be a sanity limit.
They probably...
Like if Steve Cohen says, we'll give you $60 million a year, they might tap out.
And I don't know. And I think there was motivation to go the extra mile with Judge because he was a homegrown Yankee and had played a lot. Do you think they'll have that same motivation with Soto?
Yeah, because he's 25. They did that with Judge at 30.
But obviously the money's going to be different for that reason. But will there be the, I don't know, I want to say desperation, but there was a feeling like we can't let this guy go. I think they're going to have a budget, and if the Cubs or the Mets exceed it to a certain point, I think they will tap out.
It could. I can't read their minds. I think they desperately want to keep him. They know how valuable and good he is. But it might take a 15-year contract.
I mean, it's kind of a tough situation, though, because you know beyond a shadow of a doubt this season's going to be amazing. And his price, Michael, if he keeps up this pace, which is impossible, but some version of this pace, right? We're talking about high 300s, right? You know, 38 home runs, the whole nine. You're talking about the biggest contract ever.
No, he's going to get a bigger contract than Ohtani.
Well, he definitely is. Assuming he's healthy all year, right? I mean, of course,
even if he's not, because Ohtani wasn't healthy.
Well, that's what I mean. Unless God forbid something happened that totally changed his outcome this year, but if he plays a whole season, if he plays 150 games, bats 360, I mean, just does crazy Soto things. You're talking about the biggest contract in history. It's just a tough spot for this team to be in. I know they have the money for it. It's not our money, but Michael, it's just a couple years removed from giving Aaron Judge an astronomically long and expensive contract.
And if you're going to draw an artificial line, which was the rumor about Yamamoto not giving him more average annual total value than the contract that he gave Cole, then you lose him. Because he's going to cost more than the $360 million you gave Judge. He just is. That was 9 years, $40 million a year.
But you know,
this guy's going to get a 15-year contract with opt-outs after the 8th year, maybe after the 10th year. He's going to have all the leverage. It's just the way it is.
I do support, though, this being money you spend on an everyday player like Soto. He's just, you're already able to see what level of a contributor it is. I think that I really hope there's some sort of comeback to the normalcy when it comes to the way pitchers are paid these days. But to get an everyday player who's a great defender, a great outfielder, can do everything well in this game, to me, Michael, it's as smart a way to spend your money as you can spend it, in my opinion.
So you're pretty happy with your decision to go all in on the Yankees this year.
How could I not be? Look what I've done. We're 5-0. I brought my guy with me, you know. I won a World Series with him as a fraudulent Nationals fan, and now here I am as a fraudulent Yankees fan, and we're rolling. So I feel great.
I'm glad for you. I really am. That's the Pinstripe Report brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. For a pain-free life, visit samwellpain.com today. Let's go to Artie in Fairlawn. Artie.
Hey, Artster.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How are you? Man,
good.
This is starting out to be a great Yankee season.
So far,
and,
so good.
I just want to go on a Soto thing. Can we not worry about next year? I hope he blows this year away. And even if he leaves us, like the guy Fran said, if Alonso leaves the Mets, he's not a Mets fan anymore, the fraud. I'll still be a Yankee fan, but let's take it all the way this year with him and just enjoy the ride.
Look at you. I mean, actually, rational thought. Let's go to Mark in Dix Hills. Mark.
Fellas, a couple of points, and I'll get to Soto. Michael, you asked a great question about whether Caitlin would play the big three. She definitely would, Michael. They're going to give her $5 million. What is she making in the women's basketball? $100,000?
No. She's going to get the biggest I don't know how the rookie deals work in the WNBA, but eventually she will get the most money ever.
But there is a limit,
sport.
Peter.
But
there's
they're going to let her play. They're going to let her play anyway. She can play in the NBA and do both.
As long as she can do both, I hear
absolutely,
your point.
Absolutely, 100%. And by the way, Rocco did a great job with Lobo and getting to the Yankees and Juan Soto. I don't understand where you guys listen. I'm going to sit back. This is terrific. We know sports. Things can switch around. In 2 weeks, it could be a different world. But right now, I'm riding the crest. I'm thrilled. I love it. I'm in this season. But Michael, you're the announcer for 30 years. Do you honestly think the Yankees would let this guy go? I don't care what it's going to cost. This guy has turned this team around like a Mickey Mantle, like a Joe DiMaggio. There's been no one that I've ever seen like this ever.
Oh, my God. All right.
Well, I mean, that Mark, that's
five crazy. Games.
First of all, it's five games. He turned the team around. I mean, yeah, they play the game kind of like mirroring what he does, but I mean, that's a little bit outrageous.
I mean,
and also, the Yankees are rational. This is a business.
So was that caller. You don't think he was rational?
Well, because you
he only compared him to Mantle.
Do you realize if you drove past Steve Cohen's house, there are pieces of art on his front lawn that he outbid everybody by almost double to get it? So he's going to look at Juan Soto as a piece of art. And he's not going to look at it as well, what am I going to get in return? He wants that piece of art, and he's going to outbid everybody else. So you can't tell me that if Steve Cohen says, we're giving him $600 million for 10 years, that the Yankees are going to keep bidding along with Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen's worth $18 billion. The Steinbrenner family is not.
See, that's the thing. I mean, I'm never going to call the Yankees small market, but when you look at the money that they have compared to the money at the disposal of Cohen, it's night and day.
Now the Yankees as a business make more than the Mets as
a business.
Of course. But the Mets are operating on a negative. They lost $350 million last year. So they don't care.
So that's when you start to get dancing, like we had Jeff Passan on. He thinks that Soto's gonna get 50 a year. And I agree with him. But what if it got to 60? What if he has a monster season and the Mets and Cubs, or you know, maybe the more of the Mets because of Cohen's money, says, all right,
and
well,
don't forget the Dodgers.
And so if it gets to 60, Michael, there is a time where the Yankees would be like, we just can't do it. We can't do it. And then that would be the feeling that I think a lot of smaller market teams had back in the day when the Yankees were the team that had all the money. But now with the independent wealth that some of these billionaires have, where they can tap into their own reservoir of money. Remember, Hal Steinbrenner's a billionaire if he sells the Yankees, right? So they're self-contained. They print money, Michael, but it's not like he's got the money that Cohen has in his reserve. If he wants to dip into that, $60 million a year might not be out of the realm. And if I'm a Yankee fan, the Mets are the ones I worry about the most for that reason.
Yeah.
And also, if I'm a Yankee fan, I might want to hope the Mets do kind of well this year because he might be really motivated to go out and get Soto if they have an awful season, Michael, because he'll be coming off a disappointment. He said he'd be disappointed if they missed the playoffs. So he might dig even deeper into that reservoir if he feels like he was disappointed from 2024.
And one thing that people don't quite understand, the Steinbrenner family owns about 50% of the Yankees. There are other people that are investors in the team. You have to answer to them too. So I think they paid way over what they wanted to pay Judge. Look what they offered Judge in March. They went way over what they felt they could do, and they did it, and they're probably not unhappy about it because Judge is that important. And I'm sure they'll go way over what they think that Soto actually is worth because of what the market bears. But there is going to be a point at some time that they've got to tap out.
Well, and to Don's point, if he has that sort of a year where he just is such a star in this market, you have to imagine of all the things that were appealing to Steve Cohen, that might be the single most appealing thing. To get that great an everyday player, especially Michael, what if they're saying goodbye to Pete Alonso? Say goodbye to Pete Alonso and bring in, with all due respect to Pete, a true star in Soto. You have to imagine he'd be willing to do anything to do it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fascinating. And I think the Yankees really want this guy. That's why they traded for him. They know how good he is. And then they're going to see on a daily basis right. how good he is. So we'll see. Starting on Friday, I'm sure that it'll be a love fest with the crowd. Now, you wonder, would it be a love fest if he came back hitting 080?
No.
But not only is he not hitting 080, he's got an on-base percentage of 600. And he's just doing everything perfect. He's going to be showered with adoration.
And they're winning. So, yep. Yeah, it's going to be a love fest. And I think it's going to be a terrific season. Don't get me wrong. But the caller who thinks that they've already decided what kind of season it's going to be off of five games. I mean, come on. Come back to me. It's a long baseball season. There's going to be ups and downs. I mean, look at Judge. Are you going to tell me that Judge is going to have an awful season? Of course
not. In all his years, he's never seen a player have an effect that, first of all, it's five games. It's lunacy to say that. Well, how about the effect that CC Sabathia had in 2009? I've never seen a player have an effect. CC Sabathia didn't have an effect on the Yankees. Derek Jeter didn't have an effect on the Yankees. Mariano Rivera didn't have an effect on the Yankees. When they traded for Paul O'Neill, he didn't have an effect on the Yankees. Everybody. I'm excited about Soto, too, but let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Well, let him do it. You got to let him show it. This is light work for him. It's the first five games of the year. This, you know what it is, Michael? It just shows that a lot of people, and we've mentioned this, a lot of you out there, with all due respect, you didn't pay attention in Washington, you didn't pay attention in San Diego, you did not know how good he was. That's what's happening. This is making up for the fact that they heard his name. He was not in this market, Michael. They did not know the level of stud that we were getting. Now it's 5 days. He's been awesome, and they're losing their minds. But, Michael, I think those of us who are aware of how good he was are excited, and it's great that his start is this way, but it's not changing the way we felt. You knew what you were getting for this year. There's a reason you move everything you need to and clear the money to bring in a Juan Soto. He's just doing what he's supposed to do.
That's why I laugh, Peter. Throughout the winter when we got phone calls and I saw on social media, Yankees aren't doing anything. They haven't signed any free agents. They got Juan Soto.
People didn't know.
They got Juan Soto.
People just sometimes do have to admit when they're not paying attention to all that. It's
because
okay.
All they care about, they didn't get Ohtani. He didn't want to play here. They made a better offer for Yamamoto than the Dodgers did. He didn't want to play in New York. So they went out and got the best available player to them. Again, they made a better average annual value offer to Yamamoto than the Dodgers did. He wanted to be in L.A. You can't combat the climate. So they went out and got Soto, and you had the nerve as Yankee fan. Well, they didn't do anything. They got one of the greatest players who ever lived. That's something. Peter, FanDuel, please.
You know, Michael, I'll tell you what. This conversation reminds me of my least favorite kind of gall.
Unmitigated.
Yeah, the worst kind. Guys, the sports calendar, it's loaded. All right? And FanDuel, they're making it even more exciting. Because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. All right? That's $200 you can use to bet the tourney, Major League Baseball, the NBA, NHL, and so much more. We got all the playoffs coming up. You kidding me? Visit FanDuel.com/Peter and make your first bet a big win. FanDuel is America's number one sports book. 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE. OpenY or text OpenY 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
All right, what's that?
You know what cool is? You're looking at
Carlito. Does that not make you feel good, Don?
I like this a lot. Well, I'm not familiar with it, but I like it.
It's a WWE superstar Carlito's old theme song that makes me very happy whenever I hear it.
And since why does it make you happy?
Just that bop. It just makes your shoulders move. And I mean, since Don and I are going to be at WWE World on Thursday, and just get myself in the zone here.
You know what? Maybe I should just fly into Philly and go there with you guys.
I wish you would. There are going to be a lot of people out there.
Now, what is your travel? What is the itinerary, Michael?
You don't want to know.
I want every second of it.
Well, I guess I'll be getting into my house at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, he's getting in the house in the middle of the night.
Wait a minute. When?
Thursday.
Thursday morning.
And then he has to turn around, and then he has to turn around and do games on Friday. It's a lot. It's a lot. You're disgusted.
Well, no. Like, so what would you want me to do, Don? Sleep 4 hours and drive to Philly?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, listen, I can get you a car service.
Really?
No, I don't like to be in a car service.
Well, I don't like not having you on where I am.
You want to be physically?
Yeah. I'll be on.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's not enough.
You want more?
I mean, we're trying to make it happen, and he's not interested.
That's not true. Why are you saying?
No,
this?
He's interested in the show. I'm just saying we can make it happen for him to be in Philadelphia.
It's a sacrifice, and the guy's got a lot going on. He's been under the weather. I don't know why you're making me defend Michael. You know, I don't like to do that.
But he's getting in at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'd rather trash him.
We don't need him until 12 hours later. I can supply him a car service.
You have
a
car?
He can sleep in the back seat.
Wow, you really care about this.
I can get him like a vehicle where he can really stretch out.
No, I'm good.
And then when the show's over, he climbs back into the same vehicle. He sleeps all the way to his home that we cannot say where it is.
Yeah, but he hasn't been with his family.
Thank you, Peter, for understanding. The guy, you know, who acts like he's the only one with the family, I would like to see my kids.
And, I mean, listen, in all fairness.
So by the time I'd get home from Philly, they'd be sleeping.
And this worked well for Don because Philly's basically equidistant for you than the radio station.
Exactly.
So it worked. It didn't change your life at all. You're just driving the other direction on 95.
Very uncomfortable.
And you're going to get a cheesesteak for your service.
I think there's a certain burden that comes with your name on the show.
Oh, why are you doing? You really?
Why am I winning?
You just
want to know because I got the point. Got the point, God, I think.
Let's go to Pedro in the Bronx. Pedro.
Hi, Pedro.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
How are you? It's my first time in the program.
I have
years watching the program.
Welcome.
I'm a Yankee fan from, I'm sorry for my English, not very good looking. I'm Dominican.
Uh-huh.
And you know what, Michael? I know you have years watching baseball. You watch excellent, very good players in your career. I am Dominican, but I don't understand of this narrative with Juan Soto team. This guy is not even that good like you put him.
But Pedro, all right, so your eyes tell you he's not that good. But if you look at the statistics that baseball judges its players, he at the age of 25, he's as good as any player, including Ted Williams. So to say he's not that good, I don't know what you're seeing.
Because he came up with 18 years to the league. He don't came up with 22, with 23, 24. He came up with 18 years to the league. And you try him.
But I'm not talking about, you're talking about like total home. I'm talking about like OPS plus, on-base percentage plus slugging. The only guy who's even come close to it at this age is Ted Williams. He's putting numbers up that nobody does.
You and the media try this guy like he's the reincarnation of Babe Ruth.
No, he's not.
But he's 24 years old.
He's a great player.
Pedro, he's the best player, one of the best players in baseball, and he's 25 years old. Like, I mean, he's so young. You just gave a mint to a guy who's 31. You get a guy that's 6 years younger that hasn't even hit his prime yet.
Now Pedro, okay, I'll admit one thing. He's not a home run hitter, but he's an on-base machine. He gets on base at like 42% of the time. That doesn't happen
Michael, you're going to pay $500, $6 million to a guy just for take base on balls?
He also hits 35 home runs. He drives in 100 runs.
Does Pedro,
he scores 100 runs. Pedro, he hits about 300.
Are you Pedro, of the opinion? Are you
who's
of the
best player in your opinion, Pedro?
For this time, for me?
Yeah.
They are a lot better baseball player than him. Acuña is better than him. Otani is better than him. Mike Trout is better than him.
At this point,
Acuña
can't stay healthy.
Yeah, he said Acuña.
Also, another asset that Pedro, that Juan Soto has, plays every day. He's one of only four players last year to play 162 games. Listen, is he a perfect player? Maybe, you know what it is, Peter? Maybe people are like, well, he doesn't hit 50 home runs. He's not a home run hitter. He's not a home run hitter, but he'll hit you 35. But maybe at Yankee Stadium, he will hit 50. To say he's not one of the best players in the ever, let's forget now, one of the best players ever at this age.
But can we appreciate,
you're just not paying attention.
What was our last caller's name?
Pedro.
Can we appreciate Pedro's commitment, though? So does Dominican, correct?
Yep.
Don't you love Pedro, who a proud Dominican out of the gate and then just immediately tears down Soto?
Now, I wanted to get to the bottom of it, but he gave other players. If you're somebody who feels, I don't think anybody's worth that money, okay, we can have that conversation. But what, because Acuna's hit 40 home runs twice? Is that what we're talking about? Because is that the eye-popping number?
Well, Acuña is a great player, but somebody's greatness doesn't take away from another person's greatness.
But I think that fans, they look at home runs, they look at RBIs, and I'm like that too, because I'm not the analytic guy. But, you know, Acuña's going to hit more home runs. He'll still drive. The thing about Acuña, and I guess it really depends on the team you're on, although he's been on a very good team, he hits a lot of home runs, but he's only had 100 RBIs twice in his career. But he also leads the league in stolen bases. He's got a lot going for him, Michael. Acuña's a fabulous player. And he's also around the same age. He's only 26 years old. But what makes Acuña better than Soto? Just because he's hit more home runs? Is that all you're looking at?
I guess that's what he's looking at.
Because I think that they don't want to get, and I don't like the analytics either, Michael, but when you get on base all the time, yeah, that's the answer. That's what general managers are looking for. Even more than the home runs and the RBIs, they're looking for a guy that gets on base. One of the best things that Soto does is one of the most boring things in sports. He walks. They love walks. And with this lineup, a guy that's going to get on all the time, especially the guy that's hitting behind him, that's going to produce a lot of wins, Michael.
I would agree. Let's go to Joseph in Queens. Joseph.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I just wanted to address that this guy who just called, I mean, OPS for batters is one of the only important stats nowadays. Home runs, I mean, they're all fancy and we all love them. And, you know, Judge hitting, you know, 62, 63, everything's amazing and it's great and it's exciting. But OPS is literally incorporates everything a batter does. And
yep,
he's got one of the best that we've ever seen. So
OPS
I don't know
plus
how,
too, adjusted for stadiums. He's on the level of Ted Williams.
100%.
Yeah, Joseph, that's the way. Anybody who doubts how good this guy, if you don't trust your eyes, everybody, and listen, I don't have to sell you on Juan Soto. I just don't have to. If you don't like him, you don't like him.
Well,
but
that's impossible.
If you don't believe your eyes, then it's hard not to believe the numbers. The numbers tell a story that we have not seen very often in the history of baseball. You can't fudge the numbers. The numbers are what they are.
Yeah, but they're not the numbers that a lot of people are looking at or counting, because they're kicking it too old school. And I respect it, because I'm kind of the same way. But you're asking them to judge a player based on stats that they don't respect. And also, Michael, and I don't mean any disrespect to some of these people, they're actually seeing Soto up close for the first time ever.
Yeah, but when you're saying the numbers they don't respect, I would respectfully disagree. I don't think they respect WAR, because I love baseball. I couldn't tell you how WAR is figured out. I know what a good WAR is and a bad WAR is. But OPS goes back to Babe Ruth. on-base percentage plus slugging.
I know, but
those are two of the most important things. They should know that when you combine those two and you get a number like 1.2 or 1.3, you're talking about greatness.
But, and again, I agree with you, but those aren't the stats that pop. When you go to Baseball Reference, the numbers that are in bold type, meaning he led the league. He led the league three times in walks. That's boring to people. One time he led in batting average. That was in 2020. That was the shortened season. Otherwise, you're talking about twice OBP, slugging, OPS, OPS plus. That's not numbers that people get excited about. They should, because they mean a lot. They mean how great the player is, and that's what gets general managers around Major League Baseball excited. But they care about home runs. He's never led the league in home runs, never led the league in RBIs. One time he led the league in batting average. They're like, why is this guy worth so much money? Well, he's worth so much money because of the stats that maybe you don't respect as much and that you start to really have to pay attention to, because that's what gets you paid in baseball nowadays.
Let's go to Charles in Binghamton. Charles.
Hey, guys, first-time caller. Well, actually, second-time caller. I called in earlier, and I was disconnected.
I'm sorry.
So very, very thankful to get through. So hi to Don, Peter, and you, Michael. And by the way, God bless you, Don, for your sneeze about 5 minutes ago.
Yes, I'm
watching
sorry.
You on yet.
No, it took me a second. I said it quietly. It caught me off guard.
I'm sorry. It had to be done.
That's quite all right. I want to first Yankees and then Aya real quick. As far as the Yankees, Pedro, who called, I forget what's his name. What you got to look at with Soto is not just, and you already see it, small sample size, 5 games, but the effect that he has on the rest of the lineup. Even though they haven't caught on yet, they're watching and they're learning. And you can see it in their plate approach, how they're swinging the bat, and heck, the Soto shuffle's worth $20 million.
It's a hell of a shuffle.
I mean, you're being facetious there. I mean, yeah, he's got some swagger to him, and you know that's something that's valued, and I get it. Just I mean, he's had an impact on all 5 games. I mean, let's come to reality. You can't really debate me on Juan Soto, can you? And I'm not going to let Pedro from the Bronx represent a fan base. I think every fan realizes how great this guy is. But I also push back on the guy that said, I've never seen a guy have an impact on a team. Pump the brakes. There have been guys that have impacts on teams. Keith Hernandez, Gary Carter had unbelievable impacts on the Mets.
Well, but and you just don't judge things like that in baseball off of 5 games. If 5 games in the NFL, yeah, because there's only 17 of them. But when you got 162 games, there's a lot of baseball.
I mean, how about this? I'll tell you this, as great as Soto has been, I don't think he had the impact that OG Anunoby had on the Knicks. And guess what? If the season were to end now, you'd go, I don't know how to feel about it. Because guess what? He ended up getting hurt. Hasn't been playing.
Right.
So you can't really make these assertions. Michael, am I right? OG, when he's playing, the Knicks are winning 90% of the time, but he's not playing.
Yep.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Hey, the baseball season is now here, but you are still holding on to that winter weight. Why? For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations across New York, New Jersey, Connecticut are available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. Lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer without any shots. Go to njdiet.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
The Point God.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass. Let's go back to high school. There's this girl, Molly, and you go, oh, my God, she's everything. And she comes around September, and she just starts all of a sudden throwing you signs, getting a vibe. Before you know it, you can't believe it. You're making out. Now, she doesn't want to lock into anything official, but she's having a really good time with you. And guess what? Every weekend for a few weeks, you guys are going to the movies, you're making out. I mean, it's all happening. And when you bring up the conversation, you get the hint that the second you start talking about a commitment, she starts getting like, eh. These fans, with no game whatsoever, would just go, Molly, tell me right now, we'll be forever. This is the greatest thing I've ever had. You want to buy a ring. You're going to send her running when you could just sit back, enjoy the greatest time of your life, and see where the chips fall. And guess what? If you don't bother her, and if you have a great time, and as long as you're willing to be as good as anyone else would be, she'll stay with you forever. But you got to be patient.
Now, that was a well-earned point, God.
Thank you.
But I think you've got some explaining to do when you get home. Why would you take your wife's best friend and insert her into your makeout story?
It wasn't my makeout story.
Yeah, but...
But you still, know. You were being very...
It was just because I was trying to come up with a generic name.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is you've been thinking about this.
It's not true. I just want to say it's not true. You guys probably saw Molly at the wedding. She was one of the bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
Very tall.
Was Molly Amber Rose?
Molly was not Amber Rose.
Well, that's
so
all I saw.
That's all you could see.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
There was a lot of other things to see, I'll be honest with you.
No, Amber Rose.
Wow.
All right. Julie, my wife was at the wedding, Michael.
Whose wife?
Yours.
Yeah, I saw my wife. But I mean, that's in a different category. Even my wife said
it's a different thing.
So I just got this from ESPN PR.
There you go.
Have you seen it yet?
Yes,
ratings?
I did see it. Yes,
Peter, have you seen it?
I have not.
All right.
The tone.
Give me the number.
Well, I'll stay with where I said. I said it'll be around 11 million.
Monday night's rematch between Iowa and LSU scores as the most watched women's college basketball game on record: 12.3 million viewers. It's the most watched college basketball game ever on ESPN platforms. Ever. That includes men's.
Wow. Wow.
Incredible. I mean, you're talking about, like I was looking at some of the information like beyond it. I mean, what does an NBA playoff game do like on ESPN? Like 5-6 million, maybe? Like, for it to be able to double NBA playoff games, it's pretty incredible. Now, she's a phenomenon. People want to watch. But it's even beyond her. Like, these numbers are, it's really interesting. Because
she is a phenomenon.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Because you've opened the door. Like, more than 50% of this world are women. Yeah, and sports have always been geared towards men. And I think a lot of sports have tried tap into the female market, and there's a tons of sports fans that are women, but to be able to have a star, a compelling story that men want to see, it really just opens up a tremendous portal of viewers, and we'll see, you know, where it goes beyond her, because we've seen these kind of stories before. What is it going to
be
beyond? But it's, we haven't said that in a long time.
Do you remember that?
That might be like the infancy of you.
Can you find that?
K Classics, the second red down.
You know exactly where it is. I hadn't even thought about that in years. It hit me like it came out of nowhere. Here you go. Oh, my music's down. Here you go.
Yeah. Dream Portal.
I like it, man.
I don't remember
what you start to see these pages in your head.
Wow. Good stuff. Wow, that's
time.
Amazing.
For the Yankees starting pitching match.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Who's Casey Stengel? Pro Painters.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Nestor Cortez going for the Yankees. One game. 7.20 ERA, but that doesn't really properly represent how he pitched. He was bad in the first two innings, but kept them in it so that they could come back.
He El Duque'd it, Michael.
I don't think El Duque ever was that rough in the first inning.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah. Zach Gallen will go for the Diamondbacks, 1-0 with a 1.80 ERA. Now, the Diamondbacks have their lineup out, but Aaron Boone likes to make people wait. Yankee lineup not quite out. That's the Yankees games pitching matchup. Brought to you by Serta Pro Painters. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters. Still some time to vote for Drop Madness. Let's try to squeeze in a phone call or two. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Paul in Trenton. He's always happy.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hello,
look,
Paul.
I'm enjoying these games, but I'm a pessimist.
Really?
No idea.
No way.
And I, they can't continue to get less than five innings out of every starter.
You mean like every team in baseball?
Eventually, they're going to have to allow several pitchers to pitch. Rodon, he cannot throw five innings or less, and he did that one time. And the other kid, Clark, I don't know why he wasn't given a chance to go through this sixth inning. Why he wasn't given a chance? He was taken out after he gave up a hit and he had one out.
No, you're wrong. If you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. He continually flops the third time through the order. So when two runners got on, rather than give up the lead, they decided to take him out. But you didn't mention Marcus Stroman going 100 pitches, six innings. Also didn't mention, Paul, that every pitcher in baseball, except maybe one or two, has gone five innings. This is the first start.
Well, I still say it's going to need that. You're going to have to allow several pitchers to pitch. And even if they lose the game, you'll sacrifice that for the bullpen.
Really? So you would rather them lose a game than pull the starter out and win the game?
Well, in a sense, if it's going to help down the end, yeah.
How do you know? Maybe that win is going to help down the line.
Because they'll kill the bullpen. You're going to kill your bullpen.
Well, the one thing that you have not been able to complain about in the last couple of years is the bullpen is always great.
Yeah.
Always great. They find Ian Hamilton. This year they found Nick Birdie. Stop yourself, Paul. If you can't enjoy 5-0, I don't know what to tell you, babe. I don't know what to tell you.
He said he's a pessimist and he wanted to prove it to you. He didn't have to. We believed him from the jump.
I mean, really, that's what he came up with. He never disappoints, so that give him credit for. Never disappoints. He comes in and he's miserable. 5-0 miserable. Can you imagine if they were 0-5?
He might not be with us.
And this is a guy with very strong takes, as we know.
He's Paul from Trenton.
This is a man who pronounces every single letter in the word stinks. I can't even do it trying. He stinks.
There you go.
It's so good.
He did that effortlessly.
No, thank God for him.
He was surprised that was in Drop Madness, by the way.
Because you know why? I say this with the following, with all due respect. He doesn't know what Drop Madness is. Yeah. He believes a computer is an abacus. The man, he doesn't know what's going on.
Peter, how's ENN coming along?
Oh, are you kidding me? There's nothing like an ENN the day after I see the final boss in person.
Interesting. So, the final boss is not Springsteen. It's not Steinbrenner. It's now The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, a.k.a. The Final Boss.
You know what? If you get The Final Boss on the show Thursday, I'll tell him how fraudulent that is.
that would be appealing.
Yeah.
So I find a way to get The Final Boss on the show.
Thank you, Peter.
Right.
He's on the board of TKO, the company that owns my company that I work for. He's the boss of my boss of my boss.
Right.
He's the final boss.
Yep.
And you would just look him in the face and say, Rock, thank you for coming on the show. By the way, you are a complete and total fraud.
Because you've got, first of all, how many people have a great nickname in the first place? He's The Rock. He's got to try to better that?
It's you don't understand what's happening. Right? It's the problem is people love The Rock. They hate the final boss. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes. There's a duality, Michael.
There's a duality.
So he one of those people is a phony. Doesn't really exist.
Well, you don't know which one's a phony.
I think the final boss is a phony.
We like to say scripted.
Maybe you think DJ's a phony.
DJ or JD?
That's what Don would say if he met The Rock. He'd be a big fan, JD. Big fan.
Getting a lot of tweets from people that claim to be DJ, that there is a DJ Martinez.
Really? Yeah. I'm sure there are plenty of DJ Martinezes, sure.
There's DJ Khaled.
Martinez.
DJ Juanito.
Martinez.
Martinez.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.